Senator Dan Sullivan is out of the basement. His staff announced today that they've moved to their new office location in the nation's capital. APRN's Liz Ruskin checked it out.
The office is on the 7th floor of the Hart Building.
Welcome. We found our new digs.
It's just down the hall and around the corner from Alaska's senior senator, Lisa Murkowski. Sullivan was out, but spokesman Mike Anderson showed me around.
This is one of two conference rooms. One's the video conferencing.
The move means Sullivan and his staff leave behind their temporary rooms off a basement tunnel between the Hart and Dirksen office buildings. In the Senate, what office you get depends on seniority and rank. Sullivan, as a freshman who hadn't held an elected position before, has the lowest seniority, number 100 out of 100. That meant he had to wait for the outgoing lawmakers to pack up and leave. Then he had to wait out a series of other moves as, rung by rung, higher-ranking senators upgraded. The new Sullivan offices have freshly painted slate blue walls, new carpet, and very high ceilings. Anderson led me into the inner sanctum.
So as you can see, this is the this is Senator Sullivan's office. Still missing some artwork as in some of the other parts of the office. You know, still things to be hung up. But yeah, no, this is it.
Is that a real balcony?
It is. I don't even know if there's a key to unlock it.
The office overlooks the historic Thompson Marquard Hall, a ladies' dorm dedicated by Eleanor Roosevelt. Anderson says the best thing about the new office is they have more room. Sullivan plans to hire additional aides to round out the staff now that they have enough desk space for everybody. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.